All right, we'll call the regular board meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment. Kirk.
The last time we were here, we spent a great deal of time talking about snow removal on sidewalks. And as miracles would happen, a few days later, it snowed. And I happened to notice that there seemed to be a lot of activity down street, down Albany Avenue, between John Street and what looked to be McClellan Drive. Has that become the top priority of what gets plowed now in the village?
Well, the bridge has always been plowed, so I'm sure they addressed that while they were in the area.
This was the entire stretch.
Okay.
Well, there was a lot of violators last time against along that area, so I immediately sent letters. So, I don't know, they probably addressed their stuff with letters that continuously go after them.
I'm just hoping the fact that the trustee who has the most to say about it is getting preferential treatment to his home. We've had situations like that here in the past where village employees or people connected with the village have had things done for them by the Public Works Department. So it just appeared. Actually, I think I saw you there, didn't I, Mr. Ayers?
What's that?
Didn't I see you there?
You did see me down there on the not the last snowstorm, but the previous one. Yes.
Just after the meeting.
I took my snowblower and went from the corner of what used to be the bank all the way down to the corner of John Street, and then all the way down.
So you're doing the snow plowing?
Yes, I did. Okay. I wanted to see how long it took, because of course, after that, we talked about maybe getting something to plow. So I wanted to get an idea of how long it took to do it. That was the first snowstorm, the one before this.
Just after the February meeting, yeah. Okay, well, I did see the two guys down there with you, so I figured it was a whole press of employees, but nice to see that you're doing that. Come up on Church Street sometime.
Go ahead, John.
I also did Stewart, so they could walk down through there, too.
Yes, that was a big, big, big
thing. Also, my village where the snow was about 6 foot high, and was all ice, we cleared that all out.
Yep. We have two residences now along Route 20 that are not inhabited. And that's a problem as far as getting the snow removed out of there. The rest of the people are pretty good. So this is something we'll have to address. And they're looking for some more snow maybe next week. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's hope it doesn't come.
Yes. Lori?
So I'm sure you read the Irsuama article in the Sunday paper. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, I can give you copies. So I'm just curious of what's going on, because I'm a resident that says you need to get out of there. I mean, there certainly is a conflict. Matt Curley has a conflict between his warehouse and Irsuama. It's identified that, you know, whatever they want to justify, and whoever these supervisors are for the Irsuama board, saying everything's all nice and Matt does a wonderful job. I want to know what your opinion is and what you guys are doing.
Well, Lori, I, myself and Charlie Collins, two Wednesdays ago, went to the annual Irsuama meeting. That was my first meeting there, so I didn't know how to get there, so I went with Charlie. And on the way there, Charlie and I had a talk about it. Irsuama was formed primarily to get people, to get the municipalities together so they would have a better bargaining power. I don't know that that's the case. That's a question in my mind, and I think we ought to find out about it. As far as we're concerned, I think we ought to talk with the present carrier that's using us right now and find out if Irsuama is an actual benefit in the negotiations. I don't know whether that's been done. You know, has it ever been done? Anybody ever talked
about
it?
Well, there's parts of that. It's the whole project is not strictly. Part of the thing they do is the bidding. So, supposedly, they look at us in the aggregate. Whether they do or not, I don't know if they do or not. They say they do. But the other part is, and you have to keep in mind too, is that the tipping rates that we have negotiated for this contract are through Irsuama. So, Irsuama, whether Each municipality does the pickup on their own because they're separated, and we're really getting a price on our own. The tipping price is aggregated because all the trash from all the municipalities goes to the same place. Mm-hmm. And we're getting a price based on a lot larger tonnage than just the village of Nassau generates. So I'm sure there is some savings there.
Right, that's where, if you read the report, is where he himself or Swama got in trouble because they were overcharging the municipality for the tipping rate. So, you know, I'm sure the village could negotiate its own tipping rate. Well, I mean, I just don't see what they bring to the table besides a headache, and now every eye is going to be on them, as well as the municipalities that are involved with it.
Well, I think I don't disagree with you, and I think it needs more investigation. But I will say that we are in a current. We just signed a new contract, so we're going to be staying with them for the next few years until this contract expires.
How long's the contract?
I think it was a 3-year contract.
I think you can. I mean, I know you can get out of contract. That's easy. I mean, it's up to what you guys want. And I'm saying as a resident. And I said it when I was a board member. They are useless. They bring nothing to the table. And I stand by that.
Okay.
Then you're going to do a hearing. I know that you're going to do those the same day. This looks like they're doing it.
We want to do the public hearing for overriding the tax cap and the budget presentation on the same
day. Are you overriding the tax cap?
We don't know yet. But we want to have the option.
We already did a resolution last month and said that.
So the understanding is is that you can have a local hearing. You have a public hearing to override the tax cap. You do have a public hearing for your budget presentation.
Right.
Then, if in the course of adopting your budget you realize you're going to override the tax cap, then you do a local law to override it. You pass the local law to override the tax.
We had the local law already, didn't we? I mean, you introduced it
every year.
You have to do it every year.
No, I know that, but you've already introduced that.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Can we?
Yeah. I see what Dave's saying. He's saying we've already passed a resolution last month to have that public hearing. So that one is already there. We are. That's
what,
already
we haven't, what time is that one?
We introduced the local law. We set the public
6:15.
Hearing.
Oh, okay.
The only resolution that's not been taken care of.
So that's taken care of.
Proposed budget one.
Okay. So April meeting's going to start at 6:15 then.
Correct.
Yep.
6:15, April
12th. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Set a public hearing. So let's take a motion to set a public hearing for the proposed 17-18 budget and presentation April 12th at 6:30.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Guy, second by Bill. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, set the water rates as follows. 2017-18 residential water rates as follows. Base water rate for one or two people is $116 for 6 months, and each additional person in the house at $16 for 6 months. Residents outside the village will pay one and one half the amount of the residential village rate. Commercial water rates will remain the same. There will be an additional line on the water bill, WBPB-01, at $70 per unit. This is to pay for the water tank and the Route 20 water project bonds. This charge will be on the water billing every 6 months until 2025. Final borrow payment is in 2025. If you have any question about the calculation of your water bill, please call the village clerk, 766-3044, extension 0. So basically, everything stayed the same.
No changes.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Audit bills number 274 through 310 in the amount of $23,958.85 in the general fund and $1,425.43 in the water fund.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on those? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order. Randy?
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor?
Aye.